Hello, Poppet. How are you feeling? Are you feeling a little out of sorts? A little unusual, a little short? You look delicious. You always did. You have no idea what's going on, do you? Well, you never did. Not really. Where to begin? Ordinarily, you would say, let's start at the beginning. But why don't we start at the end? The end where you dumped me. Or tried to. Well, you didn't actually try, you just ghosted me. Just didn't answer my messages. Didn't show up for dates. You just faded away. That's not very nice, you know. It's not a very nice thing to do. And it didn't work. Of course it didn't work. How could you think it would work? It was almost as if you were scared of me. The way you were avoiding me, it was hurtful, is what it was. And then you called the police on me. Mean. So unnecessary. All I wanted to do was talk. All I wanted to do was be close to you. And you told them tales, didn't you? Told them that I thought I was a witch. They tried to lock me up. Not in prison. No. Because they're civilized and they don't do that to crazy people who think they're witches. No, they send them to hospital and drug them up to their eyeballs. Is that what you wanted, Poppet? Your crazy ex-girlfriend locked up in an asylum for her own good? Would have been perfect, right? You could have made a clean exit. A nice escape. Could have forgotten about all your promises. All that you said. Is this what you do? Make girls fall in love with you? Make them tell you all their secrets and then screw them over, disappear, break their hearts. Well, if so, you're not very good at it. Not at all good at it because, well, you picked the wrong girl. Mind you, it's not your fault. How were you to know that I was a witch? Witches don't exist. Maybe I am crazy, but then again, you're currently made of gingerbread. Did you not realize? I turned you to gingerbread. Well, I did say that you were delicious. Oh. You look kind of adorable. In fact, you look as cute as a button. Which is ironic, because I almost turned you into a doll. But dolls are creepy. It would be off-putting trying to talk to you if you were a doll. That'd be... No. Just... No. And this is... I have to admit that I'm deriving a strange pleasure out of this. You being made out of gingerbread. Knowing that I made the dough with my own fair hands. That I iced you to perfection. Selected the perfect chocolate drops for your eyes. You know I love to bake. It's quite a witchy thing when you think about it. All those ingredients coming together to make something perfect. I gave you everything. I gave you my heart. I gave you my secrets. Showed you my spell book. And you ghosted me. Only you didn't turn to a ghost, you didn't die, you just disappeared. And then you didn't talk to me, oh no. You got me locked up. Puppet, it is a very funny thing. When people think you're crazy, the more you deny it, the more you insist that you're not crazy, the crazier they think you are. Did that make you laugh? Was that hilarious to you? Because it wasn't to me. But it didn't matter. No one can keep me locked up if I don't want to be locked up. Had to do some rather unpleasant magic. But you see, all I had was my own blood, and blood magic is twisted and rather unpleasant. Very messy, especially on white padded walls. But I got out. And of course I came looking for you, but you went home because you moved. You have a whole new life. That was quick. But look at your gorgeous new house. Look at this kitchen. This kitchen is a joy to bake in. You are made right here. With a little blood, a little hair. A little of all the things that you leave behind in your everyday life. It's all I need. Did you not believe me when I told you I was a witch? Did you not believe your own eyes when you saw magic? Me change my hair color. Me change my face. Glamour's simple, but still magic. Was this all just a misunderstanding? Did you think that I really was crazy, but now you know that I am a witch, we can just go back to how it was? We can? Oh, Puppet, of course we can. Of course we can't go back. I adored you. I loved you. I would have done anything for you. But it's not like that anymore. I still love you. I still adore you, but right now I want to take those little chocolate drop eyes and just rip them off of your little gingerbread face. I want to take your little gingerbread legs and I want to break them. No. I want to crush them. Crush them into dust. That would be painful. I want to take your gingerbread arms and just add water. It's like acid. It makes you all meh. Maybe I should dunk you in tea and eat you head first. It would be a waste. I did put so much effort into you, but it really would be satisfying. But no, I'm not going to do that. Because that would be too easy, too unfair. Oh, darling. I did so much for you. Because I wanted to be with you. I had to be with you. The spells I weaved for you. Blood magic, messy. I removed every obstacle. I made it easy. All you had to do was just love me. I took out the competition. I made your life better. You were lucky. Only not. It was me. Because I wanted you to be happy, Poppet. A darling crept in. You see, I still love you. Because this kind of love, you just can't turn it off. You just can't expect it to fade away. Not when I've done so much for you. Not when I love you so, so much. So no, it won't be easy. It won't be unfair. Because I still love you. I adore you and I'll do anything for you. So, I'm going to give you a chance to realize what a mistake you've made. This house of yours, this kitchen, this is your challenge. Because it takes hardship to make you realize what you really love, what you've really lost. So, if you get out of here, you and your little gingerbread body, if you get out in one piece, no mars or scratches or missing limbs or unfortunate accidents, I'll turn you back. And we can talk. Civilized people. Because we are civilized. Well, I mean, I'm civilized, you're made of gingerbread. Rather delicious gingerbread. Which is slightly unfortunate for you. You see, I might have brought a few guests with me. Just a few. I know it was rude, but I needed my support system, you know. I've really, really been going for it emotionally. Because of you. So I bought my familiars. You know one of them. My bastard cat, as you like to call him. He's around here somewhere, and so are the others. And they're all quite hungry. In fact, they're downright starving. I'm sure they'll find something to snack on. A mouse, maybe, a rat. Something made out of gingerbread, perhaps. Oh, you're made out of gingerbread. Oh no, oh no. That is very unfortunate. Or not. So, you need to get out of here. Your little gingerbread legs need to carry you all the way to the exit. Only, the exit isn't where it was. I might have done a little rearranging. It's not unfair, it's just a little more fun. The hallways are twisted. The rooms are lost. I'm running around this twisted, lost house. Are my six familiars. And they're hungry. And then there's you. Now, I won't interfere. I won't save them if you... Sorry, I was about to say if you kill them. But the idea of your gingerbread self... it's just ridiculously cute. But if you do kill them, I'll be hurt. But I won't do anything. And if they kill you, I'll be hurt, but I won't do anything. Because it's fair. And you need to suffer a little bit. Just a little. Now, I could make you suffer a lot. You're made out of gingerbread, and I'm in a kitchen. I could really make you suffer, but I won't. I won't. So, I'm going to turn my back. I'm going to count two... let's look at your little gingerbread legs. Well, you have to get off the table and I'll count to 10. And then... Well, I'm sure you get the picture. So... 1 2 Free. What comes after free? Oh yes, 8, 9, 10. Look at your little gingerbread legs. I really am a good baker. Lucky for you. Good luck, darling. You're still darling to me. And if you make it through this, if you survive, I'll call you darling again. But if you don't, well, that's what you deserve. Darling.